What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show again. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Paul in Montana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero, a moment or two ago, you mentioned radar being put up in Palau.
Yes.
And my question is all of those expensive military satellites that NASA put up in the air, what are they doing, and why is the need for radar? And I'll listen to your answer on the air.
Okay, well, first of all, except for the use of the space shuttle, NASA does not put that much of the military's hardware into orbit. To this very day, the military maintain their own separate parallel space program at places like Vandenberg and over here at the Pacific Missile Test Range, where they can put up their own satellites like that secret space shuttle and so forth and so on. Now, that being said, all satellites have a life expectancy and a cost of doing business. And again, this new radar in Palau, first I heard about it was, well, gee, what are they going to do with that giant floating radar platform that used to be here in Pearl Harbor, which is supposedly over there right now? But it's a case of building another facility to have defense in depth, because if this really does go to a shooting war, it's a pretty good bet that the United States is not the only country that has developed a working anti-satellite weapon. Now, using those would be an absolutely dumb thing to do, because you could turn low Earth orbit into this shrapnel field that will make space unreachable by the human race for 100 years into the future. But people who plan for wars, they don't think like that. They just need to win now, and, you know, it's somebody else's problem to deal with the cleanup. I remember in the early days of the space program when the U.S. was experimenting with passive communication satellites, and one of them was called Echo, and it was this gigantic balloon, aluminized, and it was just absolutely brilliant in the sky. And then the Air Force wanted to come out with another idea of literally putting a ring of these orbiting needles around the Earth, and a lot of people said, no, that is going to have long-term consequences. So, again, how short-sighted military can be. Do you remember when John F. Kennedy used to say that it should be the goal of our nation before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth? There was a reason for that last part, because the military were actually proposing an idea where they would get a volunteer for a one-way mission to the moon. They'd get him up there, he'd plant the flag, then he'd take a pill. But at least we'd beat the Russians. And Kennedy understood that the general population wouldn't be very sympathetic to that. And so every time Kennedy made his speech about the race to the moon, he always included that part and returning him safely to the Earth. And he basically allowed the civilian NASA to stay in charge of the moon program here. All right, let's move on over to the economic news. The big central bankers are meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today to basically plan their next round of skullduggery. Janet Yellen gave a speech and once again was out there saying that there does need to be a return to some regulation and control to rein in Wall Street. Now, this, of course, is directly contradictory to Donald Trump's stated policy of no regulation for business whatsoever. He himself coming out of the world of business, I'm sure he's had to deal with the paperwork and the headaches. But again, he's thinking only in terms of the money junkies or himself, and not realizing or not caring just how out of control the fraud on Wall Street has reached. But a lot of people are saying that Yellen's speech at Jackson Hole may mean she'll never get another term as chairman of the Fed. Maybe she just wants to retire. Who knows? Okay. Now, yesterday we were talking about this story where Germany had come on out and said that they had brought all of their gold bullion back from the Bank of France. And apparently that was being reported in a way to make the German people think that all of their gold bullion had been returned. And that is not true. Much of it is still tangled up at the New York Federal Reserve. And for some reason, the German media wants to convince the German people that's not an issue anymore. But we do know it's an issue. And it may well be that the New York Federal Reserve has taken Germany's gold and leased it out the back door. It's still on the books. And now they can't get it back, which may mean that somewhere down the road, we're going to see a repeat of Roosevelt's ban on gold. Turn in your gold at the nearest bank. We'll give you $40 an ounce for it or whatever it's going to be. But that's what happened before. And again, it's sacrificing the wealth of the people to protect the banks. Because the New York Federal Reserve was supposed to just store the gold, not take it someplace else. I remember when this question about the missing gold bars first surfaced, there was an editorial over at CNBC where the editorial writer literally came on out and said, it doesn't matter if the gold is not there. We have it on paper. And as long as it's on paper, then for all practical purposes, it's there. No, it isn't. And Germany understands this, which is why they want their gold back. And they're not getting back the original gold bars they sent over. They're getting back some other gold bars, which aren't even as pure. Now, the way a gold depository works is like the safety deposit box at your bank. You're renting that. You're paying the bank a fee for that. And you open up the box, and you can put things in there. Backup disks for your important data, inherited jewelry, a moon pie, who knows? Who cares? The idea being that it closes up, goes back in the vault, and somewhere down the road you can come on in, get that box out, open it again, and the exact same items are in there. Backup disks for software, heritage jewelry, the moon pie, gold and silver coins, whatever. What the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve have done with Germany is to tell Germany, you can't have what's in your safety deposit box. We'll give you a quick peek. Oop, there's the lid. And Germany says, it doesn't look exactly like what I put in there. And the New York Federal Reserve says, it doesn't really matter. Just trust us, trust us, trust us. A lot of people still wondering if there is or is not any gold located in Fort Knox. And there was an interesting article that just went up reminding us all about how technically when Roosevelt confiscated all the gold, he was confiscating it for the U.S. government, not for the private central bank. And so basically that gold should be stored at the Treasury Building in Washington, D.C. And Fort Knox was apparently built as a secondary facility following Roosevelt's gold confiscation. But technically that gold is supposed to be the property of the U.S. government, hence the property of you. And the way the Federal Reserve got bailed out is the U.S. Treasury issued a gold certificate for that entire amount and gave it to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve carries that on their books as if it was real gold. It is a Gordian knot mess of these weird certificates and all of this back channel bearer bonds, and it's all designed to impose a system of strict financial control on ordinary citizens, but to allow nations and the powerful the ability to evade that system at will. Something to keep in mind. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Jim Willie is over there saying that the petrodollar has died. Now, for the last 40 years, ever since the Nixon shock, the petrodollar has maintained the U.S. dollar as the global currency reserve and allowed the U.S. to exercise tight control over geopolitical power. Now, starting at 2016, with that huge price decline, the link between crude oil and the U.S. dollar has been broken, and other countries are starting to use other currencies to trade for the oil. And that's why the U.S. government is in a panic to get this war really cranked up and going, because that forcing of the rest of the world to use the U.S. dollar is the only thing holding our economy up. Now then, as oil prices continue to drop, the U.S. shale oil industry is in serious trouble. They can't finance their debt, and the continuing decline in oil prices is pushing the shale oil industry closer toward bankruptcy. The other factor being that they've never been able to deliver the volume of product they originally said they would. It's just not down there. They can't get it out. Now, over at Sears, they're going into what's called the death spiral, and apparently vendors are halting shipments of products to Sears over the cost of default insurance. Now, let me show you how this works. In the good old days, before we were all forced to use debt to do everything in our life, you would have somebody who had a store, and he would have products in the store, and he would sell the products, take that money in, take his profit, and use the rest of it to buy more products for the store. Cash and carry. That's the way it's working. These days, all merchandise into the store is provided on a line of credit. And recently, Sears and many other retailers have hit a problem where vendors aren't sure they're getting paid. They're not seeing the payments come through in those lines of credits, and they're worried. So there's a new type of financial derivative called a default insurance, meaning I am going to send 5,000 washing machines to Sears, for which they owe me blah, 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 blah in dollars, but I'm worried that they might default on that, so I'm going to buy some default insurance. So if Sears defaults, I still get my money back. So it's another derivative. Unfortunately, as Sears itself edges closer to bankruptcy, the premiums on the derivative default insurance are going up. And so because of that, a lot of vendors are just saying, we can't afford to send you product anymore. Now, this being the end of August, we're already hearing all the talk about we got to crank up that holiday shopping season. We're getting into the autumn. We're almost into September. It's time to start pushing Halloween and Thanksgiving, especially Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. It is amazing how much faith, hope, confidence, retailers put on that holiday shopping season. But we don't have any money. And we're not going to be shamed into maxing out our credit cards by TV commercials that imply that if we don't max out our Christmas cards, we somehow don't have that Christmas spirit. It's all a marketing ploy. You want to know what Christmas is really like? You need to experience it in another country. Another article here talking about the percentage of Americans who right now, this is over at Blacklisted News, are literally living paycheck to paycheck. And apparently it's 3/4 of American households are literally living paycheck to paycheck just to make ends meet. So obviously, if you're in those 3/4 houses, you are not going to be going down to the restaurants. You are not going to be going to Sears to buy stuff. The consumer economy is locking up because of a very simple reality. The money junkies have gamed the system so the money flows up to them and none of it comes back down. And unless you have a recycling mechanism where the wealth that is parked at the top of the pyramid is brought back down to allow working and middle class people to trade their labors and skills for decent wages and salaries in order to pump that money back in to the economy, then the economy is headed for collapse. And that's where we're going right now. It will be another terrible Christmas for the retailers. I mean, they've already got the ornaments up at the Hallmark. And as long as I'm going off on this rant, I have to tell you, I grew up big on Christmas. I grew up in a place where you'd go out and you'd literally cut your own Christmas tree. Didn't have a lot. You know, everybody had huge amounts of land with plenty of trees. And we'd make our own ornaments, and they were always supposed to be about what Christmas is about or what our family's about. And it's kind of weird to go into the Hallmark store and see these ornaments that are figures from movies that have got nothing to do with Christmas. Or famous vintage cars or things like that. And I can imagine for certain individuals they might be interested in that. We have a rule on our tree. Everything on it tells a story from our lives. And that includes this ornament that I recovered from the Northridge Meadows apartment after that huge, huge quake that was there. But it seems like there's less and less real Christmas in the Christmas decorations. And maybe that's part of erasing our identity as well. Now, I want to bring up a topic that I've been thinking about a very great deal. And it actually relates to this idea of erasing our history, erasing our culture. It ties into the decline of our economy, the decline of our infrastructure. And it's almost like somebody is out there trying to trash the United States as a whole. To see it worn down, dragged down, dirty, broken, cracked, rotted, in chaos. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, maybe so that Americans wouldn't think it was that important to hang on to anymore. It's like somebody, some kid's got a car, and for whatever reason, his parents have told him he's got to sell the car. So he goes on out, and he scratches up the paint, and he cuts some holes in the upholstery and some other survivable damage to trash the car, to make it look less attractive, so that he will not, in fact, find a buyer who wants it. Or on the opposite side of it, somebody's very fond of this old shirt, don't want to let it go, and so their significant other makes a point of having an accident in the laundry. Whoopsie! Time to throw it away now. When you look at the sum total of all that is going on in this country today, with the refugees pouring on in, the attack on our history, they're trying to get us confused about what bathroom we're supposed to be using. It almost seems like somebody is deliberately trashing and destroying the United States of America so that the American people just won't be all that eager to hang on to it when somebody tries to throw it away. I think that's worth thinking about over the weekend. I think there's an idea in there that needs to be explored. Okay, getting on back to speaking of refugees, apparently armed Libyan militia are halting refugee boat departures to Europe. Tripoli has reportedly been halting refugee boats from setting out across the Mediterranean, leading to a rapid drop in the risky sea voyage over the past month. And this revelation sheds a new light into the sudden decline in the number of asylum seekers arriving in Italy. And apparently it fell by more than 50% in July compared to the same period last year. So that is starting to slow down. Now, over in Venice, Italy, the mayor has come on out and said that anyone who shouts Allahu Akbar in his city will be shot. The police are told, anybody gets out there, aloha, snack bar, whatever it is, boom, they're gone. A little extreme, but I can understand their frustrations that they're dealing with. Italy's a very beautiful place. And it is starting to suffer under this huge onslaught of refugees that are coming on in. Meanwhile, over in Santa Rosa, the police department released an illegal alien from custody, who then 2 weeks later murdered his girlfriend. It's another reason this open borders agenda isn't really doing all that well. Now, over in France, this is getting kind of weird. We're starting to see the European Union start to talk and act and behave a lot like old Europe. The French President Macron is ordering the European Union to support his reforms or crumble. So now we're talking about a Frexit. Meanwhile, according to an article that came out of the Express in Great Britain, Macron wants to replicate Merkel and rule the European Union. Remember, we've been hearing Angela Merkel say that Germany should really be ruling the EU because they're stronger. And now, of course, we have this idea where Macron wants the same. So we've got France and Britain are already making stink face at each other. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the telephones. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Yeah, I have a quick comment. Yesterday, a man called, and he was blaming JFK for the PT-109 incident in the Pacific. I kind of agree with him a little bit, because didn't those PT-109 boats have sonar or some type of radar?
No. There was, early on that particular model PT boat, there was an experiment putting a radar on them, but the PT boats, for the most part, were daytime attackers. They weren't set up to run night operations, and I got a very detailed email from somebody saying that they'd taken the radars out because they were simply too heavy for that small of a hull.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, and let's see. All righty, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Getting on back here. PC insanity. Here's a good one. There was a newsletter posted on the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs campus. And basically it is saying that military veterans should be banned from all four-year universities. And the rationale is because veterans are part of the military culture, that is favored by the white supremacist groups. So now we've gone from banning symbols of the Confederacy to attacking everybody who supported Donald Trump as a white supremacist, and then saying we should not allow military veterans to go to college because they're somehow encouraging or enabling the white supremacist groups. That's how convoluted it's getting. Now, one of the things that people who enlist in the military look forward to if they come home with all their bodily parts is the VA benefits, one of which is assistance with your education. And that's a sweet part of the deal. We have a family member who enlisted in one of the armed forces, and they paid for this family member's medical education. So it's a great deal. And so now you have these snowflakes out there who are saying that military veterans should be banned from four-year colleges because they're too close to that white supremacist military disciplined culture. I think it's a little bit out there here. And I think people are finally realizing college isn't what it was when we were younger. And apparently enrollment in college all across the country is dropping, all across the board. Young Americans are not buying the college lie. They are seeing the current generation of millennials who are trapped in very difficult to pay student loan debt, and they did not get a high paying job with that degree, whatever it was that they got. And so they're saying, I'm not going to fall for that. I'm not going to fall for that one bit. Okay, back to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Hi. I don't understand how it is that we're setting up radar installations in Oceania. Oceania has always been at war with Eurasia.
Well, one of the reasons, looking at the map, you know, this idea that this radar is supposed to keep watch on North Korea isn't really passing the smell test. And I think what it is this radar system is being used to sort of close gaps in the military radar coverage for the entire ocean. It's like when they were putting all these missiles into Europe and saying, well, they're there to defend against Iran, but they were obviously much closer to Russia. So I think that's the real purpose of that radar. There are limits to what space-based radar can do, and obviously a ground-based radar is a lot more secure and safe than those ocean platform radars.
Yeah, more comprehensive coverage. Immer Hoher, Immer Weiter, Mike, right? Also, you mentioned Christmas. You know, there's nothing quite like Christmas time in Paris. Yeah, the lights of the Eiffel Tower towering above the city. The sound of the call to prayer echoing from multiple minarets all throughout the city throughout the day. The sights and sounds of trucks crashing into busy shopping crowds. it's really something to behold.
Yeah, it's not the Christmases that I remember. We have to let you go, Glenn. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go right back to the telephones. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just heard the PT-109 call. I remember I called in about that yesterday. There's a couple of things wrong with that. PT boats almost exclusively operated at night. The reason why was the Japanese did not have radar. They were 2 years behind us. In August of 43, we had radar even in airplanes, and by the way, a couple of the PT-109 squadron mates, which went out on that same mission, a couple of them did have radar. They were sets fitted. He did not have them, but they were fitted. So the Japanese did not have radar. He did not have radar. So the whole silhouette thing about destroyers being, of course, 20 times larger and much higher and all that, they couldn't operate, PT boats couldn't operate in the daylight because of aircraft, and if they ran into a destroyer in the daylight, they'd be outranged by 5-inch guns, by, you know, everything else.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, but they were almost, even in the Mediterranean, Mike, they only operated at night. And what Kennedy was there doing in August of 43 in the Blanket Straits was they had, the Japanese were running barges at night. They were doing it at night because they couldn't operate in the daytime themselves. I mean, against our air power.
Yeah.
So, and they were trying to interdict the barge and destroyer traffic that was supplying all the Solomon, the northern Solomon Islands. And that was it.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. In any event, what came out of that argument was the original caller about PT-109 was that the only reason Kennedy was made a hero out of that was because of his family political connections, and that he was very culpable for the collision. But again, we're dealing with two completely different circumstances. In the case of Kennedy and PT-109, it was a war zone, and there aren't a lot of rules out there. And that stands in stark contrast with what you have with the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain, which are operating in civilian commercial waters, supposedly following the international rules of right-of-way. Everybody's got their nav lights on. Everybody wants to be seen. And still, somehow, these collisions happened. Okay, I guess we lost Peter. All righty, getting on back here. Now, the agenda to get us all fluid, gender fluid, if you will, is moving forward, and apparently transgender characters are now being placed in TV shows to indoctrinate the public to the normalcy of trans children. And basically Hollywood is going along with this liberal agenda, and I think it might just backlash on them, because people aren't going to watch a show that they find to be uncomfortable. You can't shame somebody into watching a program that goes against their inherent values. And I'm not here to say what's right or wrong, but it is very obvious this agenda is being forced on us. And again, I am still seeing this as an attempt to get us completely confused about who we really are, to make it easier to control us. But one of the things that struck me as really tragic is how Sesame Street has now added an autistic character to say this is the new normal. It's normal for so many kids to be autistic. Didn't used to be. Did not used to be. But the pharmaceutical companies come up with product. They sell the product. The product causes harm. And media tries to make it look like that harm is just part of normal life. I don't think so. Now, interestingly enough, this is over at Zero Hedge. There's a new climate study that has thrown a big monkey wrench in the global warming debate. And it was basically a new survey of climate change. And it located several areas of rapid warming that existed before industrialization and human activity. So, again, we have this issue where the actual science doesn't bear out Al Gore's claims. Now, here's an article over in the Daily Mail saying it's now proven the sun has no influence on the current global temperature increase. And here's what's really interesting. The gist of the article is scientists have been studying fluctuations in the sun's activity over the last few decades, and surprise, surprise, the brightness of the sun has decreased, which we know. We're going into a new modern minimum. Then this article goes on to say, since we know the Earth is warming, then obviously this proves the sun has nothing to do with it. They're getting kind of desperate out there. Over at Dellingpole, they have an analysis of Al Gore's An Inconvenient Sequel. And while this is coming from meteorologist Roy Spencer, and he's written a book about the movie. And he celebrates the fact that this is less like a PowerPoint presentation like the first one and more like a family trip down memory lane. But on checking all of the proffered facts, they're all untrue. Remember the first Al Gore mockumentary? There was actually a lawsuit in Great Britain for Al Gore's film to be shown to any classroom. It must be preceded by a reading of a statement that says these 11 points Al Gore makes are shown not to be true. Meanwhile, up in Minnesota, They're into freezing weather here in August. Overnight temperatures in northern Minnesota dropped down to 29 degrees, according to data collected through Thursday by the National Weather Service in Duluth. So here we are, August, and the freezing weather is already starting up north. Let's talk about computers and malware. A lot of stuff going on there. Do you remember back when Macintosh was doing this big ad campaign about how they were safe from malware, they were safe from infections? And it was a little bit misleading, because what was going on back then was that Mac sales were a very tiny fraction of what PC sales were. So the hackers would go for the PCs. It's a target-rich opportunity, more opportunities to make money, to steal identities and so forth. But Macintosh, Apple, tried to imply there was something naturally robust about the Macs where they didn't get infected. And that was simply not true. And it is not true today. Apparently, Macintosh malware is the highest it's ever been after a 230% increase in attacks over the last 12 months. There are enough Macintoshes out there where it's making it worthwhile for the hackers and cyber criminals to go after those devices. Okay. I'm hearing a line. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Jeff in Minnesota. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, talking about autism, I'm a cab driver, and in this day and age, there's no cash in the economy. The majority of our business now is medical and school transportation. Right now, a lot of the people that do school runs are getting their cars inspected by the state patrol and getting stickers. And you wouldn't believe it unless you did this job, not only how many halfway houses, shelters, women's things, but there are schools, elementary and junior high schools inside of hospitals and mental hospitals. And, you know, so you get these cab rides to kids on charge accounts, and they don't go to normal schools anymore. And there's these autism centers, and there'd be like 30 medical vans dropping kids off in the morning. Like, you know, something's gone wrong.
Yes, it has. Profits above people.
But that's what we do. It isn't like people are calling and spending their own money to do anything anymore. You know, you might get a ride to the airport early in the morning, but by about 5 o'clock, most of the rides are, well, you know, dialysis, counseling, people going for methadone. That's the business now. It isn't taking mom to the grocery store or liquor store round trip. If you didn't do this job, you wouldn't believe. And here's what they do. They find a one-level house with about 4 or 5 bedrooms out in the suburbs somewhere.
Yeah.
And some medical outfit buys it and puts like 4 or 5 disabled peoples in there, and they've got like, you know, nurses' aides running it. And, I mean, you just can't believe it. Okay. Hey, I have a question. You remember back in the 1800s when they, like, hydraulic the fields in California for the gold?
Oh, yeah.
Where did they get the power to get the water to go up under the hills there?
Mostly it was gravity-fed. They would run pipes up to the lakes at the very top of the mountain chain, and the water would just roar on down those pipes and tunnels, and it would come out of these giant hoses called monitors, and they just blast open the hillside. And it was finally stopped because of just how much damage and destruction it was doing to everything around it. And if you go up into the San Gabriel Mountains today, especially down around East Fork, you can still see those scars up on the side of those canyon walls. In fact, there was one very famous blunder where a mining company had literally tunneled through a mountain to bring water from the other side at a lake, and somebody got off the plumb line because the tunnel actually sloped up rather than down, and so they couldn't get any water to come through it, and they went out of business. And that tunnel is still there, too.
Wow. Okay, have a good weekend. See ya.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Yeah, I love the history of Southern California. I always used to go wandering through the Mojave and everything. A lot of interesting things to see. I do like history because I have seen so much of it myself in my age. All right, getting on back to computers. The opening round of negotiations for NAFTA, which is being held in secrecy, is about to get underway. And digital rights groups are very concerned over the intellectual property right provisions of NAFTA, figuring it could be another Trans-Pacific Partnership in terms of highly restrictive rules regarding intellectual property and especially getting into the area of fair use. Now, originally, copyright, and for that matter, patent, was designed to allow the creator of a work or an invention to make a reasonable profit off of their creation, after which it would become part of the general wealth of the public domain. And over time, the corporations, in fact, Disney was really big on this, because the copyright on Mickey Mouse was about to come on up. And they went into the courts and said, look, we can't have this character going anywhere else. It's our corporate property. So the laws started changing to get more and more restrictive to protect the corporate interest. Now, in terms of the fair use doctrine, obviously a lot of the independent media rely on the fair use doctrine to be able to quote from other sources in order to comment. And more we are seeing the corporate media trying to take the position that you're not allowed to quote from our articles, no matter how limited it is. The current fair use doctrine is you cannot copy somebody's entire work, and you shouldn't anyway, but you can excerpt it in order to do a comment. Like if this article is talking about how Osama bin Laden brought down the World Trade Towers, you can copy that part, attribute it, saying over at Fox News they said this, and then you come back with your counter argument. And that is considered a legitimate use of other people's copyrighted materials. Fair use. And the corporate media would like that to go away as another vector of the attack on the independent media. So people are just very concerned about secret meetings and secret negotiations. It's never very, very good. All right, a couple of medical stories here as we head up on the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. It's been announced recently that there's been a breakthrough for a much safer Zika vaccine. And the problem is, in making that announcement, they have vindicated the people who said that the original vaccine was toxic and dangerous. And that's how Big Pharma will operate. They put out a medication, people say, it's harmful, it's dangerous. Oh, don't be ridiculous, don't be ridiculous. And then just down the road, they'll come on back in and say, well, we have a new improved one that gets rid of those problems. So now you're admitting the problems? Well, yeah, because that older thing is off the market. And sometimes it can just be about money, and sometimes it can cause harm. Now, over in France, one of their most commonly prescribed drugs, Levothyrox, which is a thyroid stimulant, is very, very popular. But recently, the pharmaceutical company made a change in the formula where they got rid of basically a milk protein and replaced it with a couple of others. And all of a sudden, patients are complaining of all kinds of serious side effects. And the pharmaceutical company is now getting defensive. And again, we're off and running. The business model seems to be make a product, sell it, make a lot of money. If there are lawsuits, the cost of the lawsuits is cost of doing business, and you will make more money selling the product than you'll lose in the lawsuit, so it's a good way to go. Profits above people, and we're seeing it all over the place. We really, really are. Okay, getting on down here. Let's see. Apparently, the Thomas Jefferson statue at the University of Virginia has been defaced. Oh, man. That's terrible. It really is an attack on our history. And again, let me make a point. We have all these people running around here screaming about the evils of slavery who have never really been a slave. And they want to judge all of our historical figures based on life as it is here and now today. And that's a little bit arrogant. We shouldn't be judging Thomas Jefferson and George Washington on their behavior until we understand the times they lived in and how back then it was considered socially acceptable. We don't have a right to judge people in other times based on how we live here and now, just like we really don't have a right to judge people in other countries based on how we live here and now. That's the ultimate in arrogance, to go on out and say, we, the United States of America, have that right to chastise people who live differently under different circumstances, different laws, different times, different places, which is really what it comes down to. We'll be right back after these comments.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports the relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at this breaking story. Apparently, two police officers outside Buckingham Palace were attacked by a man with a knife. The man has been arrested. And all of a sudden, I'm noticing there seem to be a lot of these knife attacks. Now, we know the gun grabbers are after the guns. We also know that some places, such as Great Britain, already restrict the kind of knives you are allowed to carry and own. and it may seem like it's an absurd suggestion, but I'm almost wondering if we're starting to see the beginning of a propaganda campaign to demonize any kind of substantial knife. That you, all you need is a little plastic knife to eat your dinner with, and anything more than that, you must be a terrorist or a white supremacist or whatever they're going to call you. But it is alarming that even as the attempt to ban guns falters, there seems to be all of a sudden all these knife attacks are taking place here, along with the white bans that are going on in as well here. Okay, now getting on down here, let's see. A lot of people are coming on out about that Fort Knox gold that's there. Okay. Another story over at Investment Watch blog. Fake news media drops phony Russia collusion story and starts on Trump mental illness narrative. They're just going to go from one to the other, to the other, to the other. And notice there's never an acknowledgement of all these earlier stories that went nowhere. The dossier of Trump and the prostitutes. Russia hacked the DNC servers. Russia hacked the election. Trump and Russia are now in collusion. Trump is a racist. Now he's mentally retarded. And they just keep piling on like that. And I imagine it must be counterproductive because everybody's watching the same. They're just, it's more of the same. It's more of the same. And again, I'm getting this very sick feeling that we're not really going to see anything get done because we have our second attorney general in a row, our second FBI director in a row, who are simply ignoring that rotted, corrupt core inside the U.S. government power structure. And I think it's because, fully exposed, everything that the Bushes, the Clintons, and the CIA did would definitely be the end of public trust in the U.S. government, which I think is coming anyway, no matter what they do. I still maintain that this country is headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse, and we need to be prepared for it, just like those poor people down in Texas need to be prepared for that hurricane. So we're going to come up here on our station identification. We're going to take a short break. When we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be here. And we'll be talking about a lot of the stuff that's going on over in her view of the world here. Apparently, Charles Barkley was labeled a white supremacist for telling black people to stop killing each other. Sounds about right. All right. We'll be back after station identification.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.